Yoo-hoo, says everybody.
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Oh, it's Dan, the Dove mailman.
Hi, Mr. Collier. Look at the big stack of Dove letters that just came in.
Golly, folks everywhere are finding out this soap does everything.
You said it. Take this letter from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
What's that?
Mrs. A.M. Waddell says her husband got his Panama hat all greasy working under their car.
Uh-huh.
So she does the hat.
Hey, the lid does did.
Sure. And pipe this postal card from Bellevue, Michigan.
Huh?
Mrs. Grace Russell likes Dove so much on wash day, she's even got her brother using it.
Her brother?
Yep. He lathers up his beard with Dove when he shaves. It's Dove for his fuzz.
How do you like that? Say, listen to this letter from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Mrs. Mary Busby writes, I do a family wash for 10 people, but Dove makes it easy. Our towels come out snow white, the work clothes so clean, and the colored rayon so pretty. I wouldn't be without Dove for any money. Well, folks, Mrs. Busby's right. You just won't find a soap that gets towels whiter or work clothes cleaner than Dove. Yet it gives your colored rayon undies extra safety. You see, when you Dove everything on wash day, you've got the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps proved it. Only Dove, the new kind of soap, gives you this amazing combination. Unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for dirty work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who Dove best.
Take it from Dan, the Dove mailman. Dove everything.
Now Dove invites you to visit the Goldbergs. With every passing hour, the village of Lastonbury has narrowed its immediate interests until now almost the only topic of conversation is the big civic meeting to be held within the next few days. This is to be the occasion at which it is hoped Molly will announce her candidacy in opposition to Edward Reynolds. But although Molly was once close to making a decision, she's far from it at the moment. There are too many personalities involved. For instance, Elizabeth Neal, the woman Reynolds rejected in favor of young Teresa Fernandez. She's still in love with Reynolds, but is eager to see him defeated by Molly. Why? Elizabeth Neal has just left Molly's house. Listen.
Where are you going, Molly?
I'll be right down.
You don't want to call Bruce Hanley, Molly?
No.
Why?
Because.
Is because an answer?
What answer do you want me to give you, David?
An answer to my question.
Which was, do I want to call Bruce Hanley? And my answer to your interrogation was no, David.
But my question was why?
Why? Because in this instance, if I'm going to go to the meeting, and if I'm maybe going to be the councilwoman, I want to be ignorant. It's better to be ignorant if you're a councilwoman.
Only
better for me to be ignorant.
Molly, only cowards like to be ignorant. Are you a coward, Molly?
I don't know.
I know. Call Bruce Hanley.
And if I call?
Then you'll know why Elizabeth Neal came to see you, and you'll know why she wants you to vote against Mr. Reynolds.
Take the telephone, darling. I'll be right down. Yes, please.
I'll take it even without the police. Hello?
Hello?
If it's a telegram from Jacob, it's about...
Yes?
This is Mary Foote.
Oh, Mary Foote. You wish to speak to Mrs. Goldberg, evidently?
Yes, please.
Just a minute. Molly, yes. Mary Foote for you.
Tell
us to hold. Hold, please.
Thank you.
Everybody in the village knew that Elizabeth Neal was here, and they want to know also what.
Mary
Foote, yes. Well, what are you doing with the typewriter,
I'm
Molly?
I'm going to type a letter.
To who?
Wait, I'll put the typewriter down. Answer my telephone.
Answer. What can you tell her? Nothing. You don't know any more than you knew before Elizabeth Neal came to the house.
All right.
But Bruce Hanley wouldn't know.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Goldberg.
Oh, hello. How are you, Mary?
Oh, just about fair. How are you?
Oh, I'm just about middling and fair, likewise fair.
Tell her, Molly. Tell
her. Did you have a nice visit with Elizabeth Neal?
Well, it was...
Did you have anything to say, I mean?
Well, it was
is
just...
Is she going to be at the council meeting?
I didn't have a chance to ask her.
Well, how is it that she didn't get home until after dark?
Oh, how do you know?
Carrie Blish said there was almost 7 before she saw a light in her house.
Oh, well, because she drove home with Bruce Hanley.
Oh, I see. Well, it'd be very interesting to know how she's going to vote in the coming election.
Well,
I'll let you know what I hear, and you do the same. I'll see you at the meeting.
Yes.
A woman still in love with a man, no matter what she knows about him, is unpredictable, I guess.
I suppose.
What suppose?
Well, I'll see you at the meeting.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well?
She wanted to know what Elizabeth Neal has to say.
I would like to know, too.
Well, I'm glad I don't know.
If you wanted to know, Molly, all you have to do is call Bruce Hanley.
But I don't want to know.
All right.
David, will you please put an extra light on? I have to see how to type.
Since when are you a typewriter, Molly?
With one finger, I always was.
So why don't you wait for Rosalie?
Because this letter is going to be very personal.
So why don't you ride with a pen?
Because my spelling is better on a typewriter, and Mrs. Bloom will read it better, and she wouldn't have to call in all the neighbors. She wouldn't have to call Mrs. Malenka's daughter, or Mrs. Cornhandler's son, or Mrs. Helen Bogan, to be able to read my spelling like this personally.
I should answer, ma'am?
Please.
Hello?
Hello?
You want to speak to Mrs. Goldberg?
Yes, if you please.
Just a second. I didn't ask.
Male or female?
Not Bruce Hanley.
Oh. Hold a minute, please.
Yes. Here, Molly.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Goldberg. Oh, hello, Carrie.
Oh.
Well, how are you, Mrs. Goldberg?
Very well, and you?
Oh, I guess I'm pretty fair. Say, how was your little visit with Elizabeth?
Well,
You know, it's a story that's been around for many years, and yet we all feel that there's more to it than is generally known. And now that Ed Reynolds has finally come right out in the open and let the whole town in on his love for Teresa Fernandez,
mm-hmm.
a child that could be his own daughter, well, we all expect Elizabeth to break down or else break out and tell all.
Well, you see...
Well, now, did she?
Did she what, Carrie?
Well, did she tell you anything that would have any bearing on the coming election?
No.
Well, you know, she didn't get home until after 7 and...
Well, it was just
because...
Did she
say whether or not she was going to the meeting?
No.
Well... will you let me know now if you hear anything? I'd ask her myself, only I don't want her to think that I'm crying. But if you hear now, I hope you'll call me.
Well,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well?
The same. All right, now, where do I hold now? With the letter?
Who was it?
Carrie Blish.
Oh.
Carrie Blish it was. Let me see now. In some place, I don't know where Rosalie types. Oh, I was waiting for the bell. Rosalie types, it makes
yeah,
the bell over.
Yeah, comes here, it gives the bell.
Wait, I just make another
rings.
Bell.
Sure, another yeah. comes here, it rings.
Where's the capital initials? Like piano. I love it.
Tell me, Molly.
Yeah?
What are you going to write to Mrs. Bloom?
Everything.
By the time you're finished, you'll have to tear it up and write another letter.
What do you mean?
Because by the time you'll type out everything you want to tell her, the war will be over, the boys will be back, Jake will be home, and Rosalie will be married, you'll be a grandmama.
Yeah, so slow I am.
So fast you are.
It's all right. I'm spelling correctly. Got to spell right, you know.
Why do you have to write her everything, Molly? The main thing that you want to write her that you don't want Rosalie to know is about Elizabeth Neal. And that you don't know.
I know that she is...
That what? What do you know?
I know that...
She was in love with Mr. Reynolds.
Well...
if you want it, I'm only saying if you want it to know more, you could pick up the telephone and call Bruce Hanley and...
Why should I call Bruce Hanley, David, dear?
Did I say you should?
Excuse me. David, how do you spell consequences?
Consequences?
It's a K, it's a C.
Where's Webster?
It's in Rosalie's room, but I'll get it. excuse me, Davis.
Sure, sure. Why not? Hello? Hello, operator? Oh, is this Lance Scudder? Hello. Please, will you do something for me? I'm Uncle David. Yes. Will you please call Bruce Hanley's house and tell him to call this number? Mrs. Goldberg, yes. 98. Yes. Immediately, please. Thank you.
Consequences.
A wonderful word, consequences. Take it, Molly.
Please, you take it, David. Yeah?
Why should I take it? It'll be for you anyway.
All right.
So I shall take it?
Wait, I'm taking it. I've got to finish a syllable.
No?
Just a minute.
So?
1 minute.
Well? No.
I got it. Hello?
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 This is Mrs. Hanley.
Oh, yes?
Bruce isn't at home, but if there's anything I can do, Mrs. Goldberg...
Well,
I'll have Bruce call you just as soon as he gets in. I'll tell him that you called and that you want him to call you right back.
Yes, do that. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Who was it, Molly?
Who?
Yeah.
Not Bruce Hanley, David.
Who said Bruce Hanley?
There was a war once which involved many nations. It was called the World War, and it brought to many of those who stayed at home a false prosperity.
Silk shirts? Sure, we got them. $10 apiece.
Yes, there was a war. There was money at home. Afterwards, there was hunger and homelessness.
But I tell you...
Times then, and who knows when they may come again.
Maybe so, friend, but this time we're prepared.
We've got savings for the future.
War bonds. My boss deducts my salary before I get it. And every little while, I get a brand new war bond. It adds up.
And we never miss it.
Of course, we may not have hard times again.
Check. We're hoping for the best. But then we'll use those bonds for a new car.
A washing machine and school for the kids.
Sound idea and a sound investment. Friends, if you aren't enrolled in the payroll savings plan of your office or plant, find out about it and enroll now. If you already are saving regularly, study your budget. Figure out how you can increase your savings for war bonds. You'll get $4 back for every $3 you invest. So, protect your future. Put money in war bonds every week. Well, David's ruse worked only partly, but perhaps enough so Molly will learn more about Elizabeth. That is, if Bruce knows any more than Molly already does. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. At the dishpan, fight waste. Don't waste soap when you do your dishes. Soap contains materials needed to fight the enemy.